My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Hello, and welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network. This is Josie Hopkins, and I am recording this show day after chemo. Now, normally I'm recording before chemo or prepping for chemo, and the show will air on the day of my chemo. But what a great opportunity. Today, I'm recording for December, and I've already had my chemo. So today is November 30th, 2021, and what an amazing time it is. We have just had Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving always brings about gratitude, always brings about appreciation. And the greatest gratitude and the greatest appreciation that I have is for my relationship with my Heavenly Father. And knowing that God has placed in my life gifts for me to use, like Josie's Inspiration, to share a message and to share the good news that he brings for us. And so even as I have just been through chemo yesterday, I acknowledge that in this fourth diagnosis, there is so much that I have learned, so much that I've learned about myself, so much that I've learned about how my Father blesses me and uses my situation to uplift others. And so Josie's inspiration for me is just that. It's a way to uplift others, to encourage you, inspire you, and to give you a hope for things that are unexpected. And we clearly know that we are living in an unexpected time. This year of going through chemo during COVID and now whatever the new COVID that's out there that, you know, has everyone up in arms, you know, we cannot live in fear. We cannot live in an ambiguous situation where we don't know which way we're going. And so there's a word that our Father gives us. And so I printed off some things that really reflected in my heart around change and understanding and appreciating change. And what I know is that the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And that's Deuteronomy 31:28. And so through this cancer journey, I know that he has already gone before me. I know that he's prepared a way for me to live through this, to recover from this, because I've seen it before. This is my fourth diagnosis. And, you know, I was jokingly saying a little while ago during Thanksgiving dinner, my grandson, as we were praying and saying what we were grateful for, he was saying he was grateful that I'd been through five diagnoses. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on now, because, you know, we're not claiming number five. But, you know, wherever God places me in my life is where I want to be. And so to be in this fourth diagnosis, I have to really focus on what it is that I'm supposed to bring forth from this. And that is faith. That is my faith. That is my resilience. That is understanding that change is always going to come. And so change is not always going to be what we expect, but you have to have some expectations in order to receive the change that you want. And so I know that in Isaiah 43:19, he says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness, a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And my voice is a little crackly. It's the day after chemo. I probably should have done this before. But, you know, I have to speak when my heart says speak. And so, you know, bear with me as my voice may vary. Because I do know that after chemo with the meds and all, it does affect me. So, but the Lord is my rock. He's my fortress and he's my deliverer. And so he's going to guide me right now as I talk to you. I found a quote the other day that was so appropriate for where I am. And I'm going to share it because it really speaks about the direction that I want to take for 2022 in my life. And the quote is is by Rumi. And Rumi said, yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, and so I am changing myself. That's what I have to do right now. I have to change myself. For 68 years of my life. I'm 67 now, but you know, we know that the year that we're in is actually the year that we're culminating from our birth. So when we turn 1 year old, we've already lived 1 year of life. So I've lived 67 and a half years of life. And I know that the past 20 plus years have been me really delving into freedom and exploring my entrepreneurship and learning about who I am. And I'm excited about the things that I'm learning. Last year, I did A to Z essential oils for cancer care as my radio show. not knowing that I was going to come back through cancer again, but here I am, and it's okay. But what I learned was that that is my passion. I love the oils. I love blending and teaching and training and creating. And so in my entrepreneurship, I've been in direct sales. I have sold candles and I have sold body butters, and I still sell body butters through my Soul Purpose brand. I have sold plants that were self-watering. And most recently, I have been selling Damsel in Defense, which I love. It's been 7 years. It's been an amazing experience knowing that I've been able to provide safety items for women who might be in domestic situations, that I've been able to give them something for their security and for their protection. But as I look forward to where I'm headed in 2022, I see that my plate is full. And it's full and it's running over. And one of the things that I've done recently was to do a caregiver's retreat and help women understand how to find balance in their lives by just taking some quiet time, some still time, to be able to deep breathe, to do some meditation, prayer, to work our bodies, to use our hands that we always work with, and to, you know, treat our hands with care, treat our bodies with care. Made some body butters with bergamot essential oil to help them with their relaxation and any anxiety and anxiousness they may be feeling. Making lavender mist to mist the room and environment so that they can breathe and feel calm. I love doing that. And that's what I will continue to do. But I'm going to let go of my damsel business. And that's hard because the relationships that I built there with my team, it's so special to me. And so today I began calling and letting individual leaders in my downline know that I'm going to step away. But I'm stepping not away, I'm transitioning. So as I said, the past 3 years, I've made a focus. I did 2021, Inspire 2020, Journey 2021, and then 2022 is going to be transitions because it's important for me to transition now. I was sharing with my family, you know, how much I love doing my damsel business and, you know, knowing that I have events that I go out for. I love meeting people and building relationships with them, knowing that I'm providing the products that can help somebody. But I was talking with my husband and I was telling him, you know, what was coming up on my calendar, going out to do events. And you know, I realized that in 2 years when I turned 70, 2.5 years when I turned 70, I don't want to be 70 years old out pulling wagons and setting up event tables. You know, not that I wouldn't be capable, but it's not what I choose to want to do. And so I began to think about, well, what is my transition time? When am I going to make that change? And some things came about that just really aligned for me to be able to make that change effective December 2021. So that transitions 2022 will truly be transitions, because I'm going to let go of something that I love so that I can fill my plate with more of what I love. Josie's Inspiration, the brand, Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, Josie's Inspiration's creations, speaking, all the things that I've asked God to allow me to do, to speak for Him on my testimony of how He is moving in my life, how He has blessed me tremendously, how He has given me a hope and a future so I don't have to be worried, because He's already gone before me and prepared a path, and I don't have to worry about that path being something that is unfamiliar, because whenever I have followed Him, I haven't failed. Whenever I have followed Him, there have been challenges, yes, but those challenges only come to make me stronger. And so it's a path that I would choose to follow always, following my Father, following His path, following His direction. So yesterday, I was clever. I wanted to change the world. I was willing to go out and to be a part of organizations that were all about change. And I still believe that I can make impact in changing the world. But I'm wiser, and I'm changing from the inside first, rather than changing outside in. And that's the message that I want to bring, is that change starts with us. When we're willing to acknowledge who we are, what we are, whose we are, and what we have to offer from our Heavenly Father, what we have to bring to the table that's good, that's pleasing in His sight, that is bringing positivity, that is bringing forth inspiration, so that someone else can see and follow His direction, not me. You know, being in direct sales, being a leader was amazing. I had some great experiences, had some wonderful trips that I was afforded, met some incredible people. But the following that I want is to follow God, to follow His direction, and not necessarily to have a goal of having people follow me or for me being the leader. I just want to be that vessel, that light that shines forth to show who my Father is. So I know that as I go forth now, transitioning into 2022, that I don't have to be anxious about anything, but in all situations, because I have prayed and I have petitioned the Lord, and I have petitioned to Him directly to lead my path, to show me the way that He would have me go. And He will protect me. He will help me guard my thoughts. He will help me do the right things, because decisions that I make, I'm taking to Him. I'm not flying off my head saying, oh, this looks good over there, let me go over here. You know, I want to be still. I want to hear Him in the stillness. And that's what happens during chemo for me, especially this time during chemo. When I'm in bed like I am now, I feel His presence. I know He's with me. I know that this is the still time that I have to talk with Him. There are no phones, although I hear in the background the phone is ringing somewhere in my house. There is no interruption even when the phones are ringing, because His presence supersedes all things in my life. I will always follow Him. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share a message through Josie's Inspiration, to be a part of Finding My Way Network, to support the ministry that Kayla Padgett has brought forth, to help others who have a voice that want to share, just to be a vessel and a doorway that leads to my Father. So today's radio show is being recorded in November the 30th, but it will air in December. And the message that I want to bring into December is, what do you want your 2022 to bring about for you? Are you in the midst of change? Are you rattled by the things that are going on around you? Don't try to fix everything for everyone else. First, do what Rumi says. Do what God tells us. Focus on self and above. You know, for me, my motto is every day I have to pour in my God spirit. I have to have that time with Him that I hear a message that I'm poured into before I go pouring out into the world. Because we see so much in the world where people are pouring out of a dry space. They're pouring out of anger, hurt, frustration. And it's so much because they have not poured into themselves with the love of God, with the love of self, with a respect for where we are, who we are. We have to respect ourselves if we expect others to respect us. We teach others how to treat us by how we treat ourselves. So if we're not taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves, how can we expect to get love in return? So be a positive light. Be that beacon where people see God through you, not in you, but through you, so that they can perceive what he has for them. And that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that as I go into 2022, that I am being a beacon for him. Because he's not going to change. Change is happening all around us. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that's something that we can take faith and we can hold on to. He's not going to let us go. You know, we might walk away and try to discover something else on our own, but if you have a foundation in faith, if it has ever been in you, or even if it hasn't been, and you're seeking something, then this is a place where you can lean not on your own understanding, but that you can find your pathway being made straight by the Father. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't just rely on what you think you know, because I think I'm pretty smart. But I know it's a whole lot I don't know, and it's a whole lot that I will never know. But the things that I do know that are firm, that are steadfast, it's based in faith. It's based in my belief in a power that is greater than me, understanding that I am limited as a human, fallible. I make mistakes. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can take stock in that and know that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And that's what people do. They change like shifting shadows. Today they're one way, tomorrow they're another way, and they're constantly changing and shifting. So don't try to rely on people. Because people are trying to figure themselves out. And if you're leaning on them and they're still shifting, you're going to fall. Lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. Lean on the everlasting arms that are ready to hold us, protect us, and enfold us. That's what I'm going to do as I transition into 2022. I'm going to lean on him. I'm going to go to him for direction before I make decisions. I know there'll probably be some decisions that I'll make, but without consultation, because I'm learning. I'm a forever student. I'm learning, but I'm gaining every day in my knowledge, and I'm being very intentional about seeking him, about seeking his direction for my life, instead of me trying to decide on my own. Because this fourth cancer diagnosis is teaching me a lot about being still and listening. And as we go into 2022, I'm wishing you would have an opportunity to discover what is inside of you that God is calling on you to do. I'm hoping that you will find your way to him, to what he's calling you to do. And even as you explore opportunities and situations in your life, that you will pause periodically. Periodically, because we may not do it all the time, but periodically, pause and check in with him and say, am I going the right way, Lord? Is this the direction that you're having me? If I need to change something, help me make that shift. Help me transition myself so that my path is leading in a direction that you would have me go, where there's positive, there is reassurance, and that there is a satisfaction in knowing that I'm doing good, that you're proud of me, that you're proud that I'm your child, dear Lord, and that I can knowingly and willingly come to you in all things, in all situations. So I'm going to pause here, and I hope that as you have listened to Spencer Baker sing, My Purpose is to Praise You, that you will understand that praising him and to glorify him is what I want to do. My purpose is to praise him, to lift him up, and I thank you for that opportunity to do that. Through Josie's inspiration. Be blessed Have a very happy holiday and know that God is love and that the sacrifices that have been made with Jesus Christ, with his life for us, does not end. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good, beautiful morning to you. Thank you for joining me on Revelidia Speaks on the Josie's Inspirational Network and the Finding My Way Network. This morning, I just have on my heart to talk to you about being a clear vessel or a clear channel for God to work through. You know, there are a lot of prayers and gospel songs about being a vessel of God, being used to his glory. But what does that really look like? And how do you know if you're truly being a right vessel, doing God's work? Do you really know what it looks like? To tell you the truth, I have prayed that prayer a whole lot of times myself. Lord, please use me. Please use me to your glory. And sometimes I can understand immediately as I'm being used to help someone. But there are other times when being used feels sort of the same as being abused. Now, I'm referring to the times when I've been led to help someone or to say something. I've been given the opportunity to talk to someone. And later, I either realize or I've been told that from somebody else that they made fun of who and what I am and what I said. Now, that makes you wonder, did I really hear from God to extend myself and help them? Or did I just feel like I should have said something in this time? But I've come to realize that if it was put on your heart and it is there for some time, then you were right to say or do what you heard. It's God who put it there, and it's God who gave you the opportunity to say something. And I doubt it sometimes because I was told that if God gives you a message, he also prepares the person's heart to receive it. But even if the person didn't absorb it right away, that means I still did my part and I planted a seed. And just maybe that was all that I was supposed to do. Like Moses. Moses got the people out of Egypt, and that took him some doing. He led them all the way across the desert, and that took some doing. He had obstacles at every turn, including the people that he helped to save. They were the biggest obstacle. And he led them, and he did everything for them. But in the end, he didn't go into the promised land himself. Or like John. John prepared the way for the Lord himself. And he even baptized Jesus, which started his 3-year journey on his path of ministry. There are things that you can do if you want to prepare yourself to be a vessel. Like stay connected to your source, to God. So that when God does speak, you know his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice. He's the good shepherd. That means making an intentional time when just you and God commune. And if there is any doubt or anything in a preconceived idea about what you are praying about, release it. Being a clear vessel means being empty, ready to be filled with God's instruction. I have an exercise that I do when I need clarity. I sit still. That's it. I just sit still. After all, the Bible does say, be still and know that I am God. Now that's harder than you may think because you go through phases of thought like doubt, worry. You may even get angry. But if you sit long enough with all of those cycles and let them play out, you will get to a place where you can hear God. He will let you know it's him by the peace you feel. And sometimes I have found the problem I thought I had kind of fixes itself without me interfering. Sometimes being a clear vessel takes you stepping out of the area of judgment and looking at things from all sides. Now, I've always worked really hard, and I try real hard to be there for others. But I guess it's true, you can't be all things to all people, because in doing so for so long, it became a habit to break promises in order to keep others. Now, I don't mean that I broke promises to other people, but I sure broke a lot of them to myself. If I'd planned to spend time reading or just relaxing, and someone called with a need, I felt almost guilty if I didn't jump to their defense. So I routinely put myself last. In doing so long, I got really sick. I gained a lot of weight and I had a stroke. So I started to do some self-care and to make sure that that self-care was really, really done all the time, continuously. So I set some very important boundaries. I worked less. I realigned myself with my mission for my life, and I upped my morning routine of prayer and meditation. That means I had to get up a little earlier to do so because I also had to exercise more. And I changed my diet, not just what I ate, but I changed the thoughts surrounding the word no. Oh, which, by the way, let me tell you, it's a complete sentence. Now, this took time. Truth is, I'm still working at it every day, but the more I practice, the clearer I become. Don't look for it to happen all at once or even in a week, but it will happen. You will find, just like I did, that I have more calm, more focus, and even more motivation. So start with taking an hour a day. Or maybe take a day or even a weekend, depending on how big the subject you need clarity on is. And it helps to have a journal. I like to write. So you use your journal to write in so that as you receive answers, you can jot them down. Or maybe still isn't your thing. So for those of you that feel like you must keep moving, then take a walk in silence alone. I don't mean put something in your ears to hear music. I mean listen to nature. Just listen to everything around you, the wind whistling, birds singing, what your steps sound like on the ground. This is not an exercise, fast walk, so it's just so that you can clear a stream of consciousness. Ask questions and notice how the answers come as you hold that question. Just these steps start you on your way. And many people, including myself, I used to think that I need to have clarity before I can do anything. But I got to tell you, sometimes it's the other way around. Now I've started working on my mission of speaking full time. Now, at first, it gave me absolute chills down my spine to think that I just have to bite the bullet, give up my career of 46 years that provided very well, by the way. But I know that God provides, and I believe that down to a cellular level in my body, and I know that it will seem strange at first, and my decision may not be the most popular decision for those that I serve now in my current capacity. But I have become clear that it's what is most meaningful and best for me. Not so clear as to how to go about it yet, but small steps. And I can't let that stop me. Even if I have to plan to make plans to stick to a vision, and I stick to those plans. And I also know to take action. And then after the action, reflecting on that action is important. Just to see, once you set things in motion, what you have learned, what works, and what may have blocked some of the progress that you were on. And use that information to get even more clear. And yes, that does mean you might have to go back to the original idea of being still. But all of that is that's really needed to keep your flow of the flow for your forward movement in your journey and your life going in a meaningful direction. Let go, let God, and let Him unburden your life so that the flow of grace that God has for you has a clear, obstacle-free path in which to run and enjoy every moment of your journey. Now, don't beat yourself up if you fall off of your clarity practice. Just take a deep breath and try again. Sometimes it takes a while for a new process to stick. After all, it is outside of your normal comfort zone. And don't forget to be grateful. Gratitude is the most powerful thing. And I have something that I do as a daily practice now. I have a daily gratitude session in the morning. And in the morning, I'm grateful for first waking up and having an opportunity to do it all again and maybe get it even more right than I had yesterday. And then again, after I have played out my day, in the evening, I have another gratitude session to thank God for letting me see and experience all the things that I have experienced, and just to check in to see if I did okay. Doing a daily gratitude session, man, it can change your whole life. It can definitely change your attitude from one of negativity and complaining and doubt and fear to that of fully appreciating what you have and everyone and everything in your life. It changes how you see yourself and your worth. Instead of listening to the music of doubt and hashing out your shortcomings, you'll now begin to hear a true symphony of what you have done well and what you can truly say that you love about yourself. Best part is, it only takes a few minutes a day. This is a very powerful habit. Conditioning and repositioning yourself for the blessing coming your way. Blessings that you have to share with the world. Now, you may really realize that you were told that you may never know how just a conversation with you can change someone's life. You may never realize it. You may never know. But sometimes it comes back. I was just told recently that a conversation I had with a lady, and this was a while back, she told me that it made her think twice about a problem she was facing and how it gave her hope. Now, the funny thing about that is, I don't remember what it was that I said that was supposed to be so profound, but I do remember the day. And strangely enough, it was a day when I had some challenges going on in my own life. It's just that having done my spiritual work for a while, and especially my session that morning, just as usual, and I was able to draw from that peace long enough to put my stuff aside and help someone else who was going through something. And to me, that's just so powerful. So for that day, at least, I was a clear channel for the divine to flow and then overflow to help someone else. When you allow yourself to be used that way, believe me when I tell you, some of the joy rubs off onto you. You can't help but to have some of that rub off onto you. It's just like it's impossible to hold someone down or keep someone locked up without being locked up and held down yourself. It's also impossible to be a dispenser of God's hope and joy without feeling it and seeing it in your own life. So I say to you now, be the joy. Wallow in love and your power, not in pity. Re-establish yourself as a walking, breathing, speaking manifestation of the Creator, and live life out loud in every moment. At day's end, look back and release whatever does not serve you so you can start your new day tomorrow empty, ready for God to fill you up again with His love and His glory, His mercy and His grace. And if you need more help, or as they say, a booster shot during the day, that's okay too. Just do what I do. Find a place where you can talk to God a bathroom break a couple of times a day have saved my life. And just tell him what's on your mind. Because right now, at that moment, it's a parent-child relationship. And we that are parents know that that never dies. Our Father is always, always ready, willing, and able to hear what is on our hearts. And I believe he especially likes when you go to him for help in trying to help someone else. I feel this because each time I go to him, and it's not really my problem, but it's something on my heart about somebody else, and maybe, Father, if you give me something I can help them with. And when I ask, he gives it to me. And he tells me the right thing to say, the right time to say it, and exactly what to do. And he tells it to me in such a way that I know it's not me. I'm not that deep. So I can tell you, clear yourself and prepare yourself for your chance to be a vessel, a clear line between yourself and the divine. You are open at the top. You are a hose for glory and peace and love. So stop putting a crimp in that hose with negativity and fear. Fear is something that just stops you. It blocks you. It causes you to dredge up things out of your past that maybe didn't work so well, and now you're afraid to do anything else. Let me tell you, God has all of this in control. He knows. He knows our frailties, and he knows that we really don't have any if we just let him lead. So right now, I'm asking you, and I'm begging you, to do something to clear yourself up so that when your chance comes to be that vessel, you don't hesitate. And you'll be surprised how things just flow and just roll off of your tongue, things that you know you have no idea where they come from. Except now you will know where they come from. You know they come from the Father. This is Reverend Lydia saying thank you for listening to me. Thank you for allowing me to be a vessel for you. Live your life, have a blessed day, and don't forget to relax, release, and relate. Talk again soon.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you. That you could overcome, I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so down. But I picked
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. Welcome to Gems for the Journey, wisdom from the Word of God. Hey, God bless you, everybody. Welcome to Gems for the Journey, wisdom from the Word of God. And we're your hosts, Matt and Stephanie Garrity. And we're founders of River of Heaven Ministries. And we have a threefold vision to rebuild and restore, equip and empower, and revive and heal. Through these broadcasts, you're going to be touched, rebuilt and restored, equipped and empowered, and revived and healed. And you're going to be functioning like never before as a kingdom man or a kingdom woman. And so God bless you today. If you want to support the podcast, visit us at www.riveroftheaven.org/donate. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back again. And so we've been talking about amazing concepts. The first few podcasts that we did, we were talking about the concept of the river of God. And if you haven't had a chance to ever learn about the river of God, or the river that comes from the throne room of God, the river of heaven, if you will, then make sure you check out first, second, and third podcast. And after that, we started diving into this awesome concept, this awesome topic, really a specialty of ours that God's really revealed some amazing things to us about, and that's the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, specifically His sevenfold nature. And so we began to talk about the different aspects of the sevenfold Spirit of God, right? There's the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and that's the seven. So we began to explore this idea and this understanding that everything flows out of lordship. That's why the Spirit of the Lord is named first. Everything flows out of lordship. If we don't understand that we are submitted to Jesus Christ as Lord, and that we are not our own Lord, and that our heart is to be just a surrendered son or daughter, and just to be about the Father's business and be co-laborers and co-heirs with Christ as He showed us that example, then we really can't function in the kingdom. There's a lot of people that try to function all different types of ways, try to beat doors down, open up their own ways. No, that's not the order of God's kingdom. Everything flows from that place of understanding of lordship. And then we moved on from that to talk about the Spirit of wisdom. When many think of the word wisdom, they think of being able to fathom all these mysteries. You know, wow, this person's got such great wisdom. But that's really not the Hebrew definition. When you look at the Hebrew word in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, where the Spirit of wisdom is mentioned, the Hebrew word actually means skillfulness. Skillfulness. And that's important because we're going to talk about today the Spirit of understanding, okay? Or some call it the Spirit of revelation. And so the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding go hand in hand with each other. But wisdom is not understanding or revelation, and, you know, and vice versa. And so the spirit of understanding speaks of the know-how, how to do something. Okay, it's often said that you can miss things in the interpretation. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation before, but maybe you have a tremendous dream from the Lord, and you know, you see this amazing, vivid dream, but then for some reason you can't understand it, or someone says to you, "Hey, I had a dream about you," but then it falls through as far as the understanding it, or the revelation of what that's supposed to mean, the application of what that vivid dream or vision meant. And so, when we look at the spirit of understanding, it's the word binah in Hebrew, and that word means to understand perfectly. Okay, but if we look at the root word of that binyah word, it is actually even more clarifying. It's the word bayin, to know, perceive, inform, teach, or instruct. Okay? So in other words, where the spirit of wisdom speaks of the aspect of God's spirit that enables us as we're moving in his spirit to have divine skill to do something, God's super upon our natural, causing it to be supernatural, right? Now we have the spirit of understanding, which is to know or to perceive, to inform, to teach, or to instruct. This is a divine enablement from heaven, which God grants us a supernatural ability to know, perceive, inform, instruct, and even teach how something is to be done. And so if we actually look at scripture, because a lot of people these days talk about a lot of things. There's a lot of great books out there. But my question is, how much of it is actually can be proven by scripture? And that's really what part of this understanding of this podcast is about, the gems for the journey, that there are wisdom nuggets as we actually study the text in its context, the Hebrew word, the root word of the Hebrew words that are used. We really find an understanding of what God is. His original order, his original design, his original intent, his treasure that he wanted us to understand is. And so it says this in Exodus chapter 36, verse 1, "And Bezalel and Oliab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding." Then it says, "to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded." So again, we see these two words coupled together. Very interesting. Because the main scripture in Isaiah 11:2 says, "The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding." There they are coupled together. "The spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." So oftentimes we'll see a compound synergy between the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the aspect of wisdom and understanding. And so if they were the same thing, that wouldn't make sense. In other words, if wisdom was the ability to fathom mysteries, then what's understanding? See, we really need to understand what scripture teaches. Wisdom, again, is the word chokmah in Hebrew, which means divine skill or enablement, okay? But understanding is the word binyah, or bayin is the root word, again. And this speaks of divine enablement to know, perceive, inform, instruct, or teach, all right? So again, looking at Exodus 36:1, we just talked about it. There were certain people that God had told Moses to speak to, the gifted artisans, who the Lord put what? He put wisdom and understanding in them. Specifically to what? To know how to do all manner of the work of service of the sanctuary. So they knew how to do it, but they also worked with others to do it. So we need to understand this. There was a divine skill to be able to do it, but then there was the know-how to instruct or to teach others how to do it. Because there were many people that worked on the temple of the Lord, okay? There were many people that worked on the sanctuary, as it's called in Exodus chapter 36. All right? The spirit of wisdom brings about the supernatural skill or giftedness to accomplish a task or set of tasks. But the spirit of understanding brings the know-how needed to physically complete the task and or to teach and instruct others how to do so. Bezalel and Aholiab were very gifted temple artisans because they were full of both wisdom and understanding, okay? So this enabled them to supernaturally know how to do all the manner of the work for the service of the sanctuary, as well as the divine enablement to instruct others in the work. Very important. I'll give you an illustration. Someone's a great musician. They're a great worship leader. They're a great psalmist or minstrel, or maybe they're both. Anointed by God very strongly. But someone can say all day long, hey, check this out. Look what I'm doing, all right? And they're playing this musical piece, this beautiful musical piece, or they're leading this amazing worship song that they had written. But that shows that they're moving in the spirit of wisdom because there's a gift and a supernatural ability to do amazing things for the Lord. But the breakdown would be if someone then come and ask them and say, hey, can you help me to do that? Well, then how would they do that without the spirit of understanding, without the revelation to be able to instruct or teach, without the know-how, the concepts behind the actual skill that was given? See, there is the, again, when talking about a vision, you can see the vision, but you sometimes you miss it in the interpretation. What is the revelation of what that means? How could I instruct someone based on what that vision means? See, and that's an aspect of the prophetic. See, the prophetic have different aspects as well, but the part of the prophetic is a seeing aspect. Some people see things from the Lord, but that can also be broken down or break down if you can see from the Lord, but then you don't have an ability to interpret or reveal or have revelation as far as how to apply that to your life. Or you could see something about someone else's life and they could ask you, hey, I prayed and I don't really have the understanding how to do that. Can we pray together? And maybe we together, the Lord will show us by the spirit of understanding what to do. And I think that's a great need in the body of Christ. Many people have great dreams from the Lord, but could you imagine if you had great dreams? You had skill to dream. You had skill to see in the realm of the spirit, but there was no application. There was no revelatory instruction. Like in other words, when Joseph had his dreams, he would have those dreams, but he would have no understanding to be able to tell Pharaoh, even about his dreams, what to do in that situation, or what stance to take, or what the people should do. See, we need both. We need wisdom and understanding. Look how it says in Exodus 35, 31, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and skill, with intelligence and understanding, and with knowledge in all areas of craftsmanship. This is speaking of another artisan in the building the sanctuary of God. Okay? Similar to what we just read in Exodus 36, 1. So when we're filled with understanding and wisdom, even those who rule in places of authority will take notice and actually reward us, watch this, by delegating authority to us. Even wicked leaders desire to have people with a proven track record of wisdom and understanding to rely upon. They often use these individuals to maintain oversight over their leadership and advisory teams. Well, say that kind of sounds strange to me. Well, think about Daniel. God allowed the prophet Daniel to walk in the spirit of wisdom and understanding. See, he was skillful, discerning, and was used to also bring instruction to King Nebuchadnezzar and his son regarding dreams and visions. Daniel chapter 5, verse 11 says, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Now, I don't know about you, but I see a lot of counterfeits out there. I serve a God And you serve a God that can, even if they're a wicked leader, if they're a wicked ruler, they can promote you to a place where you have authority over all that other nonsense and all that other evil, darkness stuff. And then maybe you even have the ability to dismiss those things or to lead those people to the true light of Christ and get them to come out of astrology and soothsaying and magic and all that other stuff. Who knows what the Lord could do? But here in Daniel chapter 5, verse 11, Nebuchadnezzar's son, Belshazzar, he basically is saying, I don't know what to do about this situation. But then one of his council comes to him and says, well, there's this guy that I know of that helped your father. He helped your father. So maybe you should listen to him. Maybe you should listen to him. And what did he say? What did the counselor tell him? That in him is the light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods. They were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him the chief over everybody, basically. It's similar to the story of Joseph. Joseph was the second most powerful man in all of Egypt. Daniel, at the time, was the second most powerful person in Babylon. He was. We may not look at it that way, but he was over the satraps. He was over all the wise counsel. In the area of the wise men of Babylon, Daniel was the top. The upper echelon. He was actually made a governor and given and trusted. Listen, there is an anointing from God for wisdom and understanding, and it brings about promotion. When we walk in the spirit of understanding, we are supernaturally discerning. We supernaturally perceive and understand the times by the Spirit's leading. God gave Joseph dreams and supernatural understanding regarding those dreams. Through the spirit of understanding, Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and he knew how to instruct him regarding them. You see that? So the interpretation, the skill to interpret was there, but then there was understanding. There was revelation to inspire a course of action concerning what had been revealed. Hallelujah. The Lord caused Joseph, he was able to possess more wisdom and understanding than all of Pharaoh's advisors. And Daniel was the same way. Pharaoh had advisors and magicians. Nebuchadnezzar had soothsayers, astrologers, and magicians. But no one had the wisdom and understanding of Daniel. And no one had the wisdom and understanding of Joseph in their respective times. Action was taken in both situations as a result of God's understanding flowing through the prophet Daniel and as well as Joseph in the book of Genesis. And in the case of Joseph, it prepared Egypt for a time of great famine. First, it was great plenty and then great famine. But for Daniel, it prepared an understanding of what was going to happen in the days to come. Hallelujah. And so it's an awesome topic. You know, I don't know how that makes you feel, but I'll tell you, when I think about the amazing, just two aspects, I mean, three if you couple that with the Spirit of the Lord, but just three aspects of the sevenfold Spirit of God, that sounds like more than enough, right? But the reality of it is that God showed us specifically seven dimensions or seven characteristics of His Holy Spirit that He wanted us to delve into and understand. Why? Because I believe He wants to bring us into a greater understanding, a greater ability to perceive what the weaponry is that He's given us as sons and daughters of His. Do you believe that? Does that make you feel excited and encouraged? It makes me feel excited and encouraged. It really does. Because we need wisdom and understanding from the Lord and nobody else for the times that we're living in. Everyone can probably agree that we're living in some very challenging times right now where it's almost as though there are people feel like they're Daniel, or you know, where they're not that we're in Babylon, but all around us seems to be encroachment of a Babylonian system, of spiritual Babylon, of the world system, trying to encroach and trying to bring all the ideals of the world and Babylon and Egypt, whatever type and shadow or allegory you'd like to use. But I believe that God is raising up Daniels for such a time as this. God is raising up Josephs for such a time as this. But God is raising up builders even now. Again, not to build a sanctuary with natural, with human hands, and a sanctuary naturally where God's going to just dwell in one place. No, God is everywhere. God is expansive. He can't be contained, right? He told everyone that throughout Scripture, and His Spirit lives in us. We're the temple now. But God is raising up those with the spirit of wisdom and understanding to be able to help to build His kingdom, to be able to help to build structures, in the kingdom of God, to be able to sustain moves of His Spirit. See, moves of the Spirit of God are great. There's a move of His Spirit here. Man, God's Spirit's moving here. It's poured out there. But it's only when we begin to understand that we need to build something in order to cause that to be sustainable. Many people over time have heard of great revivals happening, but after that revival and that tent meeting was over, there was no structure set up. There was nothing built co-laboring with God to sustain that great revival, to sustain the fruit of what came out of there. I mean, there are some that have done it a little bit, but I believe that what God's pouring out now, the great outpouring of His Spirit, more so than ever before, where we're living in the last days, where the Lord is Spirit pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, and sons and daughters are prophesying, and people are seeing dreams and visions. Amen? It's all happening. But what are we able to do, or how are we able to build something, to co-labor with the Lord, to build a structure in order to help to sustain what is being done, to help to sustain the move of God from generation to generation? That's my heart. I don't know about you, but that's my heart. My Bible says that the Lord is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's generational. And many of us believe that Jesus is coming back in our lifetime. You know, I'm still considering myself a young man. But even if He doesn't, and it's our children that witness the coming back of the Lord, the return, the second coming of Christ, guess what? There's got to be something sustained from the great works that the Lord is doing now. There's got to be something built. There's got to be some kind of structure that, and the way that we can build those things. And I'm talking about, you know, houses of prayer, and I'm talking about prayer watches, and I'm talking about, you know, strategies of networks and things. Things need to be built, you know, synergistically by the spirit of wisdom and understanding in order to sustain generationally, or even year to year, or years after years, what God is doing. Because we don't want to be in a situation where it says that after Joshua, after his elders died, there was a whole group of people that did what was only right in their own sight. It was called the Book of the Judges, until God raised up judges to deal with what was being done in the land. And I'm telling you that if we're not careful, we could be a Joshua generation, but if we don't have wisdom, divine skill from the Lord, accessing that, but also understanding the know-how, how to perceive and to instruct and to teach and to even help the younger generation with that, beloved, we could end up again with a time where everyone wants to do what's right in their own sight. Think about what's going on now. Why are we facing what we're facing right now? Because there is a whole generation of people, and many of us know them, they're all around, who were not raised in the church. They were not raised in the house of God. And therefore, what were they raised in? What were they discipled in? The world system. They were discipled in the Babylon system, so to speak, the Egyptian type system, right? The mammon machine, as some people call it, what the world has to offer. And now people grow up and they get places of influence and prominence in society, and they're beginning to exercise their influence and even govern and even bring things into alignment with what they've known, what they've been programmed, the system that they've learned, what they've eaten from, so to speak, their entire life. And so if we really want to contend for things to change, we're not just contending it for our generation, but we've got to contend for it and have the spirit of wisdom and understanding flowing through our life and be able to perceive how God wants to use His Spirit flowing through our life to build in order to sustain for future generations to come. Hallelujah. The Bible says that a godly man lays up an inheritance for his children's children. In other words, you're thinking about multiple generations. And even though I consider myself still a young man, I believe that it's important, it's wise to consider our young kids right now. We have a young son and daughter right now who are both under the age of 10. But even now, we should be considering not just them, but the generation after them. Because even if the Lord doesn't come in our generation, or even if he does, his heart is always generational. It's always Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so we ought to be teaching our children about the Holy Spirit, about Father God, about the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be teaching our children about the sevenfold aspect of the Spirit of God and teaching them about the Lordship of Jesus Christ and how important it is to understand and to have his wisdom and to have his counsel and might and his knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And we're going to get to some of those other dimensions and those other topics later on. But beloved, we need the spirit of wisdom and understanding more now than ever before. We need to be able to discern what the times we're living in. We're not only just discern, not only just see, not only just have gifts from the Lord, the ability to do things supernaturally more than we could have ever thought or imagined we could do on our own, but we need to be able to learn how to cause that to function in someone else's life, how to teach others, how to instruct, how to show, how to give somebody else that know-how of how to do that. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I get excited when I just think about the fullness of God's Spirit. We just begun to scratch the surface of Holy Spirit. I mean, Holy Spirit, he's the spirit of prophecy. He's the spirit of truth. He's the spirit of grace and supplication. There's so many different synonyms for who he is. But there's seven specific dimensions that are listed in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, that I believe God wants us to give specific attention to. Because the Lord said, when you start to understand how these seven aspects function together, you're going to be a fully mature, grown individual. The Bible says those who have been matured in the faith are those who have all their senses attuned with the Spirit. It says in the book of Hebrews. And I believe part of attuning our senses, our spiritual senses, with the Holy Spirit is understanding his sevenfold nature. Hallelujah. And so if this blessed you and you want to learn even more in depth besides these 30-minute podcasts that we're doing, you know, pick up my book, Holy Spirit, the Sevenfold Spirit of God, where we really go into some in-depth study, even more so than we get to here, as well as fascinating application, where we actually teach you how to strengthen your prayer life and maybe begin to pray with boldness and authority that you've not known before and that you can pray in, coming from your identity as a son or daughter of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And so thank you so much for supporting the podcast, supporting the ministry, supporting what we do. Our heart, again, is to reach all nations with the gospel. And truly, specifically, we're in this vein right now to really bring forth this understanding of the sevenfold nature of God's Spirit. I believe some people are functioning on maybe a capacity of understanding one or two concepts. He's given us so much in his word, but we can only comprehend a little bit. His word says his people perish for lack of knowledge. And so we want to understand, we want to have knowledge. We want to have, the Bible says that it's God's will for the knowledge of his glory to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And part of the knowledge of his glory is an understanding of his sevenfold nature. Hallelujah. And so may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. God bless you today. And may you understand that you flow in the spirit of wisdom and understanding if you've received the Lord Jesus Christ and received his Spirit.
If you'd like to connect with us, you can go to our website at www.riveroftheaven.org. River of Heaven Ministries is advancing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven through various means. In James 1:27, Scripture teaches us to care for the widows and the orphans. We take this seriously and are actively involved in supporting widows and others in need on a monthly basis. Together, we can do more. Additionally, our radio broadcasts and podcasts reach all nations, touching lives worldwide. Daily, new listeners hear the gospel, and through these broadcasts and podcasts, millions have an opportunity to repent, believe, and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Listeners also learn about powerful Tabernacle of David principles through our teaching, encouraging all to worship the Father in spirit and in truth with great passion and purity. Your financial gift of any amount will help us to continue to support those in need and allow us to launch high-quality recorded radio broadcasts, podcasts, and teaching that are available for free to anyone who has internet access. With your prayers and financial support, we will continue to reach millions in our generation and multiply millions in generations to come. Thank you for partnering with us.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.